No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we have the newly notorious, world famous Instagram champion, Supreme Patty, on the goddamn podcast. How you doing, bro?
Pretty good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's very exciting to have you in here. You know, a big part of why I want to have you in here is because one major L I think about when I think about the history of this podcast is that he tried to give me a Fatboy SSC interview like 6 months ago. And I was like, no, I'm good. And now he's fucking huge, and I know that would have done super good numbers.
Yeah, he's one of the dudes that inspired me.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting. Yeah, this whole new category of just like insane Instagram stunt type people. Like, how would you describe it?
It's going viral. Like, 4 months ago when I started, I was just watching Fat Boy, and then I seen they posted this boom guy.
Yep.
He started going viral, and we just hopped on it. Started going crazy.
So you already knew Boonk, or?
Yeah, I knew him like right when I started.
Okay.
How I started, like, I didn't start by doing like the savage shit.
Okay. What did you start out doing?
I was just like eating hot dogs really fast. And then, yeah, it's crazy.
Wait, like how many hot dogs are we talking?
Like three.
Three hot dogs?
Just eat them in like 3 seconds.
3 seconds?
Yeah, 4 seconds, something like that.
Is there any trick to that? Would you like put water on them or anything?
No, I just ate them.
Just go for it. Yeah. So you're from where?
Florida.
Florida, but what part?
Daytona.
All right. And so Boom Gang is from Florida as well, right?
He's from Miami, yeah. Miami, Florida.
Okay. Where's Fat Boy from?
Fat Boy? I'm not sure, actually.
Somehow I feel like going into the Dunkin' Donuts and like raising hell, that's kind of like a very Florida thing.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get some followers.
It's part of the culture. All right. So, like, what was, have you seen anything? Like, how old are you right now?
19.
19. Okay. Yeah. So, were you into doing like crazy, stupid shit like this when you were younger? Or
not like as crazy as it gets, but like, just yelling at people like out the windows and doing random shit.
So you
never got recorded though.
Just a typical like rambunctious teen.
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble in school a lot?
I was mainly skipping a lot.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Were you a bad kid?
No, not necessarily bad.
You didn't get arrested and stuff really?
No. When I was 17, like I got in a little bit of trouble, just weed like off campus because everyone was getting in trouble and people were like ratting people out.
Right.
So like, yeah, that happened.
Damn. That's crazy. All right. And so then you start to... What was your Instagram like before you started to get into this stuff?
Selfie.
Just all selfies.
Selfie game strong.
Typical fucking 18-year-old kid taking selfies. Would you like... What, like, things that I hate that people do on Instagram that, like, normal people do is, like, they take a picture of, like, their drink. Like, if they're drinking a can of Red Bull.
Food.
Yeah, the food. Food is at least... There's some kind of art to that. But when I see the Starbucks cup, I'm just like... Like, what the fuck
Basic.
Is, like, what is this? Everyone knows what a Starbucks cup looks like. Nothing is going to look different on a Starbucks cup. It's kind of the thing about them is that they look the same all over the world.
No. It's even crazier when the dudes post a Starbucks cup.
Oh, I know. Somehow it's somewhat more acceptable from women.
Yeah.
Like, they might be, it's okay for them to admire the cup that they're drinking caffeine out of. Anyway, all right, so do you remember, like, the moment when you decided, like, I'm going to start doing some fuck shit on Instagram because everybody is going viral doing this stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we all started, like, 5 years ago. I was on a camping trip with a couple, like, four friends. And that's when we did the hot dog shit. They bet me to eat, like, hot dogs really fast. So I did it. And they were like, damn, that's crazy. And then that's, like, around the same time when I made my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, if you go on the internet, you can, like, look up an Instagram, like, name generator thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my name, it was, like, Supreme Patty. So I tried getting that name. But it was
so what, you enter in your name and then it tells you some
random?
Yeah,
you can like enter like four like keywords.
Right.
And it'll like generate a bunch of names and you can just go through and pick.
And so it says Supreme Patty.
Yeah, so I was like, shit, that's
is your name fire. Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, that's kind of fire. But it was unavailable, so I put 69 at the end.
Hmm.
So then like a year later, I switched it to Patty T.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, shit.
Patty T.
Yeah, Patty T 123. Like, we would always, like, rap, and, like, one of my good friends would call me that.
But so then, what, at a certain point, you decided to bring it all the way back to Supreme Patty?
Yeah, I moved to Gainesville because my best friend was going to college up there to UF.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to attend college there. That's what I moved there for originally.
Right.
And he was like, damn, you should, like, switch it back.
Yeah.
So we decided, because I was going to get into rapping. He's, like, the kid who inspired me to start rapping and all that good shit. But so once I moved up there, I switched my name back. And then we like decided to do the hot dog thing and like video it. So I did that. And then you know who Orlando Brown is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he like posted the video. So I was like, damn, that's crazy. I got like 1,000 followers So that's like what started all of it, because he posted it and I was like, damn, that's crazy. And then we just started doing like the Get Out Challenge. That's when the Get It Out Challenge was like around.
Okay.
So we did that and then shit just kept going and kept going. And then eventually when I had like 3,000 followers, Worldstar posted a video.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when we really started getting going.
Interesting. So from the beginning though, how would you describe it? Were you just like thirsty to become famous in some way?
Not really.
Just to do something? Because it's like everybody wants to make, like when people say they want to be a rapper,
yeah,
they want to make a name for themselves, basically. Yeah, and they just think that being a rapper is like probably the most logical way to get there. I think it's funny, like seeing guys like you and Boone, who are like, I mean, to make a name for yourself, really, you just have to do things to get people talking or that will go viral, you know?
Yeah, people fuck with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get a lot of haters too, but it is what it is.
So did you just see it consistently happening where every time you did something, it would just keep going more and more viral? Or
yeah,
or?
Like it started off pretty slow. Like it took like a month and a half to hit like 100K. The first month was like...
A month and a half to hit 100K. It took me a lot fucking longer than that. You're acting like that was this like slow crawl.
Even like 10K took like a month. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it just started going.
Really?
It just started building. And once I hit like 100K, it was just like 500K. Like
so you're doing the fucking... you're doing the hot dog thing. But then at a certain point, are you just like noticing that other things will go more viral?
Yeah. Well, the reason I stopped the hot dog thing is... You know Nathan's, like, the hot dog contest?
Yeah.
They had a qualifier, and I think it was Miami,
uh-huh,
and I was going to do it. And then we, like, were practicing, and we had, like, 10 hot dogs lined up and buns and everything, and we were going to, like, test it out. I got, like, the 3 hot dogs, 4 hot dogs down, and then I started eating buns, and I just, the shit's hard.
It is really hard, huh?
Hard, yeah. I couldn't do it. I was about to throw up.
And they're doing, they're like, skinny-ass Japanese guys doing, like, what, like, 40 or 50 in, like, 5 minutes?
Joey Chestnut's getting, like, 60, 70. It's crazy.
I do not understand. I don't. I'm watching them do it. They're so skinny. I'm like, where the fuck is the food going?
For real.
It makes no sense to me at all. I just don't understand where, like, I don't. That's the weirdest, most hard to imagine skill on earth for me. And also,
they train a lot for that. I know that.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you just did that kind of occur to you, like, oh, like, I don't want to be a professional eater.
I couldn't do it. To be honest.
Yeah, you just didn't think that was your calling. Yeah.
Plus, like, I didn't want to do it anymore.
Right. So, what other kind of stuff did you start trying out after that?
Crazy shit.
Yeah, just the ratchet shit?
Yeah, because everyone was doing it, so it was popping off.
So what was the first one that you did that was the first in that crazy category?
Well, we started, like, after we did the Get It Out Challenge, I started, like, drinking out of bongs and doing crazy shit. Like, I mix shit in blenders, like Oreos and NyQuil, and just make it into, like, a funny skit. It was
right.
Just, wow.
So you're people drinking bong water. What's that like?
Sorry, I guess.
is it, like...
It depends what's in it.
I've gotten a little bit in my mouth before. But not like a ton. Like, I couldn't imagine
drinking.
We
did like a milkshake thing. It was pretty fire.
Yeah. What? So like all the Oreos and stuff. What? There was NyQuil in it, but you just didn't notice, or what?
No, we did it on purpose, like for the skit.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah.
Me like late to class, trying to go to sleep with the munchies or some shit.
Right. But then so you just like, found out that like it wasn't that bad. Like even if you put a bunch of bad stuff in it, it's like the good stuff cancels out the bad stuff.
I guess so. Yeah, that's fire.
Interesting. So do you have anything that you tried that just like completely failed miserably, or was it just kind of
like video wise?
Yeah, like
only one video that was a failure.
What was that?
I had like this 4-foot bong, and we tried putting coke in it, and we like made a skit out of it, and my friend was
Coca Cola. You mean?
Yeah, Coca Cola.
Okay, yeah. We gotta clarify because there's a lot of sketchy people who watch these videos. Trust me.
I feel that.
You ever did cocaine?
Yeah, a while ago.
How's that?
Eh.
All right.
I was into it at the time, but none of them.
That's typically how it works. Yeah, you're really into it at the time. And afterwards, you're not into it anymore.
Yeah.
Until the next time you're ready to do it. Anyway, continuing on. So, you put coke in the bong.
Yeah, and then he was, like, going to hit it, and I, like, slammed a bunch of Mentos in it.
Okay.
And we were hoping it was going to shoot up and, like, right into his face, but it didn't work out too well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's crazy how, does it ever just seem so bizarre to you that just violating, like, societal norms just seems like the way to go? That people will just see you doing something that they could not imagine doing themselves because it's illegal or you get in trouble?
Yeah.
And they just are so drawn to that. What is that?
I don't know. People just, they see it. Like, the screenshot of the video is what really matters. People just see it's crazy and then they click on it and they're like, damn, what the fuck is this?
So what are, like, what the best screenshots, like, show a lot of action or they just make people curious?
A lot of action, like smoking in stores, blowing out smoke, the bong and, like, some weird shit. Dumb shit on your head.
You ever get in trouble for smoking indoors in any way?
No.
Really?
You usually get away with it.
Typically, okay, but what's the most you've ever smoked in, like, a restaurant or something?
Just, like, a blunt.
A whole blunt?
Yeah. We actually dabbed in Denny's.
Really?
Well, Boonk did it. I was with Boonk. I was collabing with him when we hit like 80K.
And
yeah.
So he just takes a dab and then he said nobody notices?
First dab, too.
Really?
They noticed. Yeah, we got kicked out.
Did he start coughing all crazy and shit?
Yeah, it was so funny.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. But they didn't even think to like call the cops. I feel like smoking a blunt is a way bigger deal than a dab.
Yeah, I don't know.
It smells so much worse.
It was late, really late at Denny's, so they're kind of more lenient, you know?
Okay. Yeah, a lot of fucked up shit happens at Denny's late at night anyway, really. Especially like in Florida. It's like, where else are you going to go at night, right?
I feel like everyone dabs at Denny's. Really? It's like the thing nowadays.
I don't... Wait, like in your whole world of like videos like this, that's the thing? Who's... All right, so what's the hierarchy? Who's number one in this world?
Probably Fatboy right now. He's the biggest.
Yeah. And then Boonk right behind him. And then you consider yourself like a strong third place?
Probably fourth. Funny Mike.
Funny Mike.
You know who that is.
Oh, 22 22 Savage.
He's fire.
So he's still doing the ignorant shit on Public Do now?
He's like in his own lane. Okay. I think he's the funniest, like in my opinion.
Do you think he was faking it when he was doing all that shit, talking about how he was going to kill 21 Savage and stuff? Was that just for the viral?
That's what everyone does nowadays. So it's all for the publicity.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
That's so crazy that you could actually like just pretend to be a killer for a period of time and make threats against the life of someone like 21 Savage who... You know, you could reasonably assume that even if he's exaggerating a lot of stuff, that he's very, very serious on that level. That's a lot. You know, like smoking indoors, smoking in the Wendy's, that doesn't seem like that big a deal after you think about, like, threatening 21 Savage's life.
Yeah.
Would you ever do that? Would you ever, like...
Threaten his life?
Or, like, just say you're going to kill Big Sean or something?
Nah. No. I'm not that type of person.
Okay, yeah. That's kind of the whole thing about it is, like, what is the line? Like, what line will you not go over?
I don't know. I'm kind of switching it. I feel like the whole Savage phase is kind of going to start falling off a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to like switch it up a little bit, you know?
Do you feel like you're just saying that because the Savage stuff is so dangerous and so like it's not worth it because it's like, yeah, it goes crazy, but it's not, you can get in trouble and shit.
I mean, it all depends on what you're doing. A lot of the shit like that everyone does, it's all planned out now. Like once you get to it, like when I first started, the first like 200K.
Yeah.
That's when it was all real.
Mm.
But then once you're big enough, you can kind of just...
You could say to a store, like, hey, I'm going to do this or whatever. But so you're pretty open about the fact that you stage stuff sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Why lie about it?
But it's funny because people don't really care, right? Like, that's not going to make your Instagram less popular.
Nah.
No.
I don't think so, at least.
No, it's weird because it was like, you know, before this whole era, it was the prank era on YouTube. It was a very big thing.
It's still going a little bit.
Yeah, there's still some people doing it, but it was gigantic at a certain point with Roman Atwood and Fousey and everything. And a lot of those people like transitioned out into making vlogs and stuff. And then when I look at you guys, it's like, you know, you guys are almost making like very short form vlog style content, you know?
Yeah.
So you're doing like a specific activity or event within the confines of an Instagram video, which is, it's only a minute, but you can do a lot inside of that.
I'm trying to vlog too, honestly.
Mm. Have you done vlogs on your channel?
I have one.
Oh, okay.
One, yeah.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah. Just the editing is not like all there because, you know, we first started, but
mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's a slow progress. Decent. Yeah. It's crazy how nowadays, like, making a vlog is just like a super common, normal thing to people. Like, I know a guy who just made a vlog, like, Andrew Schultz from The Brilliant Idiots. He just made a vlog. And it's like, no big deal. Like, I made a vlog. And I'm thinking, like, when I started making vlogs, it was like a big deal. Like, it was hard to, like, figure out what I was supposed to do and what I was supposed to act like. But now people are very kind of used to the concept of vlogging. So it seems like it's...
I'm still getting used to it a little bit.
Yeah. It definitely takes a lot of confidence to just sit there and be super confident on camera, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what about doing all the positive shit, all the helping out the homeless and stuff? When did that start to become a factor?
I don't know how far I was in. I did my first one. Like it was. I kind of made it into like a funny skit, though, in a way. Mm-hmm. Like I gave him like a headband, some weed, a bunch of shit, but it was funny. People fucked with it.
But you gave him like food as well?
Yeah, for sure. And like water.
And people fucked with it from the beginning.
Yeah. But I mean, I do it off camera too, but I just mainly do it, not even for the views, just like to influence other people to go out, you know, and do the same stuff.
Yeah. It's like at a certain point, if you're going to be famous for doing stuff that is, you know, questionable ethics-wise, it's kind of like you have to balance it out and show people like a different side of you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really interesting because like I see Boonk doing that. I see a lot of like people in general, like people who do bad things seem like they feel like they sort of have to do that. But, like I have a friend who like blatantly is a drug dealer on Instagram and stuff. And he's out here like feeding the homeless and stuff too. And it's like that's his way of balancing it out.
Yeah, a lot of people do it.
Yeah.
That boy does it a lot.
Yeah. That's cool. It's bizarre to me that that stuff, like I was looking through all your videos and it's like, you know, 900,000 plays, 900,000 plays. Then the ones that are like well over a million a lot of times are the ones where you're helping the homeless and stuff. Like they seem like they almost do more views on average.
It all depends on the video. Yeah. If it's got a crazy screenshot, it'll usually go crazy. Mm. Like we did a 7-Eleven like bong slushy, mm-hmm. you know, on a
I saw that one.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Those always do well.
Yeah. It's crazy to me too because I thought about at a certain point, I was like, man, it would be really cool if we made a video where we went and gave blunts to the homeless. And this was a couple years ago, but then I thought about it and I'm like, you know, people are going to get offended because they're going to be like, oh, you're like giving drugs to the homeless. Like that's bad.
Yeah.
In some way, I figured people would be able to like paint in a bad way. So we never ended up doing it. Then I go watch your video. You're giving them dabs. It's like questionably, it looks more fucked up because it kind of looks, anytime someone does a dab, it looks like they're smoking crack to people who don't really know that much about it. So you ever think about that? Like, did anyone give you a hard time? Like, oh, you're sort of taking advantage of the homeless?
I get a hard time on every video.
Right.
Pretty much. But we actually did, the first video we did, it was giving away blunts on 420.
Oh,
we walked around and gave out around like blunts and lighters and people thought like we were giving out laced blunts and a bunch of crazy shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Laced blunts.
Yeah.
That would actually be a really great idea. Give out blunts and then they got like coke and acid and shit, all kinds of weird stuff on them. Can you smoke acid? You seem like you would know.
No, I don't know.
Matt.
Appreciate it.
Can you smoke acid? Clue me in the comments. I don't know.
It's probably been done.
Yeah. I mean, you know they tried anything.
I just have a feeling like it doesn't work. I have a feeling that it does not work. For the record.
Can you smoke coke, though? Like, can you smoke a blunt with coke in it, and does it actually work? Because I've heard so many people talk about it, but then I have no idea if it's actually a real thing. I heard a lot of people say it's fake.
I've never done it, but it's definitely a real thing.
Yeah, I've done it, too, and I was off the walls. Yeah, I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't even know. That's how I knew, is because somebody found a blunt under their bed, and then we all smoked it, and partway through, somebody in the room who was super sketchy and had been around the block a few times was just like, this thing tastes a little chewy, man. And we're like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, yeah, there's coke in this thing. I can taste it. And we're all, like, pretty young. We had never even done coke. We're like, what the fuck? And then I was on a crazy...
So the first time you ever did it, you smoked it?
Yeah, by accident.
That's crazy, because that's the same thing I did.
Yeah. As soon as
people do it. It smells weird.
It smells weird as fuck. And I was off the walls. And then people were there telling me, oh, yeah, it doesn't do anything. I'm like, no, I don't believe you. I think it does, because I was fucking...
Makes you go crazy.
Yeah, I was running around like a fucking crazy person. I didn't even think about it until a couple of days later. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Anyway, here I am confessing to felony drug abuse on camera. What? In Florida, giving out blunts has to be a way bigger deal than it is out here, though.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. We didn't get caught, though, so I'm
yeah,
here.
That's good. Man, I feel like in Florida is like the number one place for like rappers and stuff. They get thrown in jail, and it's like 3 months later, they get to see a judge. The cops are just brutal out there.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
You've never ran into any problems? You ever have, like, anything bad happen?
Not really. Like, the only video cops got involved in was, like, one of my first videos, and it wasn't even crazy. Mm. It was, like, I don't know if you saw it or not, but I walked into Walmart in, like, gorilla suits, and we were grabbing bananas.
Right.
Yeah, they called the cops on that one, but
and
it was
so the cops showed up?
They showed up, and he was like, dang, that's crazy, and he took a picture of it. He thought it was funny. He went on the radio and was, like, telling him.
Really?
Yeah.
But were you guys damaging any property or just playing with bananas?
We were just grabbing bananas. We were going to just walk out with them and they were like freaking out.
How'd you get a gorilla suit?
We ordered them online.
That's interesting because, you know, one time a couple of years ago, I ordered a gorilla suit too. I ordered it off Amazon on Christmas Eve. I was just thinking about it. I'm like, man, if I had a gorilla suit, I think my life would be a lot better.
Yeah.
And I just ordered it. So a lot of people probably don't know that you have production costs like that. You could go spend $100 on a couple of gorilla suits, right?
Yeah. Actually, they were like 50.
50.
Yeah. But we do spend money on some videos.
Yeah. What do you think?
It takes money to make money.
What's the most expensive one you ever made?
It was a 4th of July video. I was like towing behind a car and a cooler, shooting off fireworks, like a flag. That was probably the most expensive one.
Yeah.
We had to buy like a cooler and all that.
Well, I was watching the one with you fucking throwing all the burgers out the back of the truck. That was kind of scary. I was thinking you might fall off the back of the truck. Yeah, you hit the guy in the head with a bun. That was pretty good. How many fucking buns did you have to throw out before you finally hit somebody in the head?
Like 4. I was just throwing them.
You ever anybody try to fight you?
Like from a video?
Yeah.
No.
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 That's good.
We had one guy get really mad, but he didn't do shit.
What, mad at what?
It was when me and Boonk were trying to make a video, but it didn't work out.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing to him that pissed him off?
We were like just making noise, but we were doing like a video where, you know how he does the hood slip and slide?
Mm.
We had like a 4-foot bong, he was ripping it, and then we were going to dump everything on the floor and do a slip and slide, but it was a bunch of ruckus going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. How often do they just not work out? Like, you get shut down or the footage isn't
funny? Not that often. Only, like, that video, honestly.
Really?
Most of them work out.
Oh, that's good.
We usually scope it out.
You know? Yeah, feel out the situation beforehand.
Sure.
That's cool. Yeah, man, I feel like it's kind of crazy because you were... So, you know a lot about the whole situation that happened with Boonga when you got arrested and everything?
Yeah, a little bit.
What did you do?
That that's
you
how he went viral, like...
That's how we went really viral, huh?
Yeah.
Getting arrested.
People got the whole situation, like, messed up.
Right.
Like, what happened, he made it, one of his first videos was a Duncan video.
Right.
And that's the one he got arrested for.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, 3 months down the road, when he had hit, like, a couple hundred K, 500K, 600K, he did another Duncan video, but he didn't get arrested for it. And then, like, the whole arrest from the first Duncan video blew up. So everyone thought it was from the second one, and everyone, like, thought every video was real.
Right.
Which, like, is what caused him to blow up, because that just went everywhere.
God, it's so crazy how people have so little regard for what's true or real on the internet, right?
It's crazy how people, like, think everything's real.
Yes.
Like, if he was really stealing all that shit he steals, he would definitely be in jail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean... There is kind of like a difference between your videos and his videos, though, where in his videos, sometimes he will be straight up like really being like aggressive to people and like kind of scaring the shit out of them. Whereas in yours, I feel like it's more like, oh, look, I'm just being a fucking total goofball and just doing something real silly. Like, you never try to get violent with people and stuff, which I think is
not usually.
Yeah, better.
See, his, are, you usually know what to expect with his. Like, he's just going to steal something. Yeah. Mine, I switch it up like every time.
Well, you ever think about how, okay, if people are fighting on the street, people will say World Star.
Yeah.
If someone steals something now, people say Boon Gang.
Yeah.
It's like he created like a slogan that is so universally relatable to everything because people are always stealing stuff. Something's always getting stolen or copied or whatever. It's like he really did a smart thing by creating that slang.
Yeah, that's what helped him blow up.
Yeah.
I need to think of something.
That's what I'm saying. You got to think of like something
I just got
that you
gang.
Could yell in like every video or the, Supreme Patty. I don't know what it would be though.
Yeah.
You just got pattied.
I just say Lil Dick Gang.
Lil Dick Gang.
Lil Dicks, yeah.
Yeah, that's good, I guess, because, you know, I think it's kind of like a shocking thing. Yeah, like how about any time? Well, do you have a Lil Dick?
Oh, I can't say that.
It's not great. Is it below average?
That's disclosed information.
Okay, undisclosed.
Yeah.
Right. See, that is a good idea, though, because if you were to have it so that, like, any time someone had a small dick or you even accused somebody of having a small dick, that was kind of like, oh, Supreme Patty, oh, you got no dick. That could be good, you know? That's kind of relatable. I mean, like, when guys joke around, they basically accuse each other of having small dicks a lot. Let's be real.
Yeah.
That's our common roast.
Everyone's always talking about having a big dick, so you got to switch it up.
Exactly, because it seems very honest when you say, unfortunately,
people believe it.
Some of us are searchable on Pornhub, so it's like easily you could just find out what certain people's cocks look like, you know? Matt, how's your cock?
Pretty healthy.
You boom gang that thing. See? It seems funny, too.
That's great.
In the middle of the fight, I said, fucking, Connor's about to boom gang this belt from Floyd. I got... A bunch of faves, retweets, everybody's loving it. It wasn't even true. It didn't even work out at all.
Yeah, he was too slow.
You think?
He was tired.
Were you paying attention to that?
Yeah, a little bit.
You excited about it?
Not really. I kind of wanted him to win.
Connor? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that would have been intense.
It's hard not to kind of want the crazy, unexpected situation to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And like being that Floyd had like a 99% chance of winning in pretty much everyone's book, you kind of had to want to see something crazy happen. For me, it's just like I really like UFC and MMA.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't really like boxing. To me, boxing is kind of boring, and you know. So to me, it's like I wanted to see Conor win just to make the UFC look good. I think he did make it look good. I think he did very, very well considering who he is and what a realistic expectation would be of him. You know,
it would have been better though if they didn't stop it early.
I know.
I wanted to see him get laid out.
It's super weird for us as UFC fans because you're used to seeing the guy get thrown to the ground and punched fucking 40 times in the head before they call the shit.
Yeah.
And over here, it's like. Connor took like 2 shots. It's a pretty nice thing of them to do because they probably saved him from a bunch of head injuries because Floyd obviously was going to win that. He was just going to punch him a bunch more times before they ended it.
I think he wanted to get knocked out though.
Connor?
Yeah.
I mean,
we want, were like interviewing after.
Those guys are warriors, you know. They want to go hard no matter what.
Some champs.
See, that's what you need to do is you could just go viral for just fighting people in the street. But become a trained MMA fighter so you always win.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be fire.
I don't fight people just for no reason.
No, that's terrible. That'd be a really horrible idea. Yeah, like you, if you think about like the worst thing on earth you can do, it's pretty much a guaranteed viral. But it's guaranteed to go viral. Like if you tortured an animal in an Instagram video. You're viral. No, it's like the worst thing I could think of. You like hit a cat, boom, you're viral. It's like the most terrible thing you can think of, but it would go viral. Isn't that weird?
Or if you swerve and like try to miss the cat and run into a tree, that's viral too, though.
That is a good point. If you were to just total a car for a video, that's guaranteed viral. Yeah, it's like the stupidest thing you could do. You'd probably get hurt, probably break your neck, but you'll go viral. I don't know. Or like, you know, just. It's a scary world we live in. So what direction do you feel like you're kind of trying to go in now? What are some things that you think might actually be able to be more consistent and do better than just doing the straight-up ignorant
shit? More like the comedy shit. Mm. I don't know. We're trying to keep thinking up with ideas, but it's hard to like keep coming up with crazy ideas.
Yeah.
We got some shit written down, but...
Do you have any, like, people... Have you made money from Instagram in terms of your... Sure. Have you done brand deals?
Yeah, some.
So what are those like? What kind of brands?
Like... Dabato, we like gave out the one where we gave the homeless dude a dab.
Right.
Yeah, like that rig that we used in it, like they paid us to like promote it and give it away and stuff.
That's cool. Anything else? Anything more like mainstream or is it mainly stuff in like the weed tech?
I've got like stuff that I promoted but for free, like from bigger companies like LRG and Young and Reckless, stuff like that.
You gotta get that check. You gotta be like Young and Reckless, LRG. Come on, I ain't wearing this fucking.
I was small though when LRG first like hit me up.
Right.
Yeah, so it wasn't.
See, I thought of that. I saw it. I was like, LRG shirt. Wonder if you got paid for that.
Yeah, it's lit.
I'm cued in. I know what's going on.
I'm going to hit him up for a check, though.
You definitely need to, man. You got to press him. Nah, it's hard. Even as big as my shit has gotten, it's like fucking, I don't know, it's still hard to get money out of brands. You know, they're just very stingy. And especially when you don't seem brand safe, it's just very hard to get brands to move on stuff. And what's fucked up, you know, I've recently had... Explain to me, is that like alcohol brands? You'd think that they would be like the most low-key ones, and they're not. Because they, like, an alcohol brand really doesn't want to be associated with like weed and stuff because weed is illegal and alcohol isn't. So they want to like kind of keep a clear distinction of like alcohol away from anything illegal because their product is so often associated with, you know, people dying.
I can't even work with them yet. I'm not old enough.
That's a big, that's a fun. You get girls from doing this?
Yeah.
A ton or a handful?
All over like different states, but yeah,
really. So you get annoyed?
They just want the money. They just want the money.
You think?
Yeah, for sure. I know
they're gold diggers. Yeah. Would they just ask you for money right away?
Nah, you just know.
Really?
Yeah. For
sure. Man. See, as many fucking filthy ass hoes as I have hitting me up, I don't really feel like they're like motivated by money. I feel like they're motivated by maybe like clout more
than
anything.
That too. Both. You need clout top. The clout and the money.
Yeah, they kind of go hand in hand because once you got the clout, then the money's easy.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you got money, you could like buy some clout, like Ty Lopez. You know him?
No. Who's that?
The guy with the glasses on fucking YouTube who buys out all the ads in the beginning. So you always got to see him like talking about reading books and shit in the in the ads. I mean, he's a dude who like got super famous from straight up just buying the YouTube pre-rolls so that you just had to see him over and over and over because he was just the intro to every video.
I've never even seen it.
Really? If you saw him, you would know. He's always like driving around in fancy cars with girls and stuff. If you saw his face, you'd be like, oh, that motherfucker, yeah. I don't know. So do you sell merch and stuff? How's it going?
Yeah, I just started it like a month ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So how's that going?
We don't have like a whole lot of stuff out. It's mainly like Team Patty, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But we got to like think of something crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's doing decent though. Yeah. Making some extra cash.
The merch thing is weird. Like When I started out doing the YouTube thing, it's like I was doing real good from YouTube ads, so I just didn't even give a fuck about making merch and stuff.
Yeah.
And then YouTube just completely fucked everybody over with the money. So then all of a sudden I'm like, all right, I got to start working my ass off on the online store thing, nojumper.com. But now it's like, it's so hard to get moving with it because it's like what we're making on month six is like very good and significant. But like the first couple of months, it's like you're spending a lot of money to get product and working, and the marketing is harder in the beginning. But then like that's the kind of thing that when you look at like YouTubers and Instagram people who have like really solid merch businesses, a lot of times they say that they make way more from merch than they do from like YouTube ads or any of the other stuff.
Yeah, I feel like YouTube doesn't even really pay much anymore.
I mean, if you make little kid friendly content like Jake Paul, then they pay pretty good. But if you make content like mine where you can like probably see somebody snorting cocaine in the background or something, then that typically doesn't do that well.
It's more lit, though.
It's better for the community when we're for honest. Sure. That's how I feel. Everybody should just be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you watch on YouTube?
I don't watch a whole lot of YouTube. Maybe mainly just like music videos.
Really? What kind of music?
Rap, mainly. Mm-hmm. I like everything, though.
Who do you like rap-wise? Who's like your favorite?
Kodak, Six Dogs. You probably don't know who he is. You do?
Six Dogs was right here the other day, bro. That's my broski. Yeah.
He's lit.
He's fire, man. I love Six Dogs. Yeah. I know the people who signed him. I've been fucking with him for a long time. He actually... he bought a repost on SoundCloud off my friend Ned, who makes beats.
Really?
And that was like the thing that like, boom, all of a sudden, like a week later, like everybody was talking about him. Like somehow his song was so fire, and then he just spent $20 or whatever on a repost, and boom, it went crazy.
Fago Dreams?
Yep. Or no, it was the one before that. Tell my mom that I'm sorry. I just popped another Oxy. Oxy, man. It's an Oxy. I think.
Oxy Molly.
Yeah, Oxy. Yeah, pop Oxy. That's fucked up too, though. That's like a super catchy, like popular chorus because he's talking about popping OxyContin and his mom being mad at him. Like that's not exactly socially responsible.
He's got the image too.
Yeah, he's a little
green hair.
Little gnarly white kid. Yeah, I think he might have yellow hair when he was here the other day. I forget.
That's what I'm gonna have to do. Switch up the hair.
You ever met Fatboy?
No, I almost linked up with him in Miami, but I didn't end up meeting him.
Yeah.
I still talk to him though.
Yeah. Do you? Are there like a ton of copycats now who like? Try to do the stuff you guys are doing.
For sure.
And is it weird because they probably do like even dumber, more ridiculous things?
It's not really weird.
Really? Nothing too fucked up?
Not really. Not. I don't know. I don't really look at all of it.
I feel like that's who like the cops would have to worry about is like some kid who wants to be like you. That's gonna be the kid who tortures an animal or something, or like fucking hits somebody with his car to go viral.
For sure.
You eat. Oh, that's the best example. That girl. You hear about this girl? She was trying to make a viral video with her boyfriend. And he took a Bible and held it against his chest, and she shot a gun into the Bible because they had seen online that you could do this or something.
It's a horrible idea.
Very, very bad idea.
Don't try that at home.
It didn't work. He died. He killed him trying to make a YouTube video.
That's crazy.
That really happened. That's a real thing.
When was this?
Maybe a month or two ago.
Damn.
Yeah, man. That's like nuts. That's an example, though, because he wasn't like some popular YouTuber or Instagrammer. He was just some fucking dumbass kid. And
he was trying to come up.
Yeah, I guess it's like you need a different kind of Bible. You could survive it. If you had like the right Bible, I guess.
Should have done a little more research.
Yeah. To me, like, have you ever seen someone shoot a gun in real life?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That is like the last thing I want happening around my body. Like, it's not like, you know, it's not like a funny thing. Like, I'm like, even when I just like see a gun sitting on the table, I'm like, ooh, I don't want to even like sit near that. That's fucking that's scary, man. Those things, they kill people.
Sketchy.
How did you find out about him? How did you become friends with him? For the record, this is Sour Matt. He represents, you know, Backwoods and a bunch of other brands.
Shout out
Sour Matt. He does all kinds of work within the weed community.
I just saw him online. Mm-hmm. I think the first video I saw was maybe the one giving the stuff to the homeless.
Mm-hmm. So you started on a positive note.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and we just kind of got in touch through there. And then next thing you know, we decided to bring him out here.
Yeah.
On a California trip.
You got him out here?
Yeah, we just like kind of made it happen.
To do what? Like, does he work with any of the brands that you're fucking with, or what?
Yeah, we've been making some content for some brands like Shine Papers.
Okay.
And just kind of linking him up with different people while he's out here.
Yeah, that's good. You meet anybody out here you're excited about besides me?
Trippy Red, Trill Sammy, some lit people, Chief Keef.
That's tight. Oh yeah, I seen the video with Trippy Red. That was cool.
Yeah.
Was that overwhelming doing something with like? Well, what about Chief Keef? That must have been insane.
He's lit.
What was it like though? What was your experience like with him?
He actually like realized who I was before I even said anything.
Really?
I was like, damn, that's pretty crazy.
But what was it though? Was it like, you that motherfucker from Instagram?
He was like walking up, saying something to his friends, like Tato and Ball Out, and like acting like he was dumping on something on his head.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it was lit.
Wow, that's funny.
Made me pretty happy.
Were you nervous or intimidated at all by Chief Sosa?
Nah.
You ever drink lean?
Yeah.
You like it?
It's all right.
You've done it a lot or like a little? A
couple times.
My friend was telling me he was in the studio with Sosa the other day, and then he poured 4 ounces in a 20-ounce, which is like, he goes, he's like, I've been drinking lean for like 10 years. I've never seen anybody do that before.
I only drink lean if it's out the bong, though.
Out the bong?
Yeah.
Wow. Ugh. Bong water. I feel like we should just do that. We should just like get some bong water right now. Or like some kind of stunt. You see anything in here you want to eat or like fucking drink or anything? You ever think about drinking pee?
Hell no. Hell no. Someone actually like did that. Seen out the bong.
They drank pee out of a bong?
Yeah, and he like smoked his pubes.
Oh my god.
Crazy shit.
Ugh. That's just too much. Have you ever gotten a video deleted off of Instagram because you did something too fucked up?
Like what, three videos, what'd you do? But they weren't even that crazy.
What was it?
I don't remember.
You can get
it
deleted on Instagram for nothing these days.
Yeah.
What you don't shit. Remember?
One of them was like I flamed this kid's chest with like axe and a lighter.
Really?
It was pretty lit, yeah. And then we did some shit after that. I don't remember
it's what it was. It's so bizarre what you can get in trouble for.
I reposted
for
though.
Oh, so you want to know what I was trying to keep a secret from you before that I was doing?
Yeah, let's hear
it. My girl, so basically, I wanted to go to a nutritionist to find out like about my diet and what I should be eating and that kind of stuff. It turns out when you do this, at least this one, so they take my blood, I pee in a cup, and then they give me this kit that I had to bring home. And so for 3 days in a row in the morning, I had to shit into like a little plastic or a cardboard French fry tray. And then I had to take a fucking plastic scooper and put poop in these tubes for 3 days in a row. I had to do this. And then I had to take these three tubes of poop, which I then had to keep in the fridge. And then there's like a solution in that. It mixes in with the poop. And then
in your fridge?
It was in my fridge, yes. But it's all, you know, it's all closed off and everything. And then you put it in a box and you mail it to this facility. And then they do the test on you to find out about your diet and everything. This is how it's done. I didn't know.
I got a good diet for you.
What?
Bong water, Zans, and Pop-Tarts.
You like Zans?
Not really.
Not really?
It's a good diet, though.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, man, you're promoting Zans out here, though. People are going to accuse you. They're gonna hate on you. They're going to be like, man, this kid's promoting Zans and the culture, man. It's fucked up.
Whatever.
Man, it's all right.
Fuck what they got to say.
Fuck what they got to say. So is that how do you deal with the haters?
They motivate me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so how so? You ever hear that Project Pat song? No. I'm motivated by the haters. Motivated by the haters.
I've never heard it.
Go look that up right now, man. That's important for the culture right there. Shout out to 3-6 Mafia. We need a Project Pat interview while we're at it.
Let's get it.
Yeah, let's get it. You just heard Lil Pump say that, and you were like, that's the thing.
It's fire.
He was saying it a lot before we turned the camera on. You a Lil Pump fan?
He's all right.
That'd be a logical.
He's got the image, but I don't know. I don't like his music.
You don't?
Not really.
Insane. Never heard such a thing. Never heard someone say that before, I'm going to be honest. I love Lil Pump. He's such a great guy. I feel like you and him have a lot in common.
Yeah, how's that? Fire.
I don't know. You're both pretty fucking ignorant. You're both from Florida.
A little bit.
When did the Supreme headband...
I got to get the dreads.
Yeah, you do. When did the Supreme headband become a factor?
Once we switched my name back to Supreme Patty, we're like, shit, let's get the headband.
You just got one, though, or have you gone through a lot?
I got a couple.
Okay, that's good. How much you spend
on
it?
They get stinky sometimes. You know how
you got to wash it.
Yeah, for sure.
How much you spend on that one?
I didn't even order it. My friend did, so I don't know.
That's good, yeah. Supreme, it can get expensive, man. That's what, actually, you want to go viral, that's what you should do. Just go mess with the people in line at the Supreme store on Fairfax.
That'd be fire.
That's like some YM vape shit.
Yeah.
We were going to
go
there.
You're right, you're right. Oh, he's another one that we should be talking about in this whole category, too. YM vape. He made a fucking name for himself just by messing with people in line.
Is that the Fuck Supreme,
Supreme guy, yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to link up, actually.
Yeah, I've been supposed
he
to
He was meet. In jail, though.
I have met him. He's a good dude. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a real dude. I almost feel like he didn't even know that shit was going to go viral. He just wanted to do that.
It mainly went viral on YouTube, right?
I feel like it was on Instagram, Twitter. It was on everything.
He's got like
80K
on Insta.
Yeah. But you know what would be funny, though, is like if you went and messed with the Supreme line in LA, it's like all those dudes are fucking crazy. Like, they know that someone's going to come and try them or try to rob them or some shit. They're out there. No comment. But if somebody went and messed with them, it probably wouldn't end up too well. So you go dump a bucket of water on somebody's head over there, you probably get shot. Huh?
I'm
going
to have to go do something there. Make a crazy video.
Just be careful, man. Be real careful in the streets. Don't go to South Central and like dump a bucket of water on somebody's head. You might get shot. If you get shot in the line of work, though, I mean, that'd be good for business.
Viral.
Yeah. Has Boonk had to like dial it back a lot since he got arrested and everything, or is he going just as hard?
I don't know, honestly. Yeah. I mean, a lot of his shit's planned out.
How often do you guys link up and like work together and stuff?
It was only one time.
Really?
Yeah, we don't really like talk all that much.
Oh, okay. He's on some real hood shit. You can't relate to him?
I mean, I don't think he really is. It's a lot of fake shit.
Really?
I
mean, yeah. You're saying Boom Gang's fake? Fake motherfucker.
I don't really
know
every video, but yeah. I mean, he's not going to get away with like stealing all that shit.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's true. What's your favorite fast food chain?
Fuck fast food.
Really?
Fuck it.
What's your favorite one, though, if you had to eat one?
Zaxby's.
Zaxby's, okay.
Zaxby's is fire.
I don't even put that in the fast food category because it's so regional and just like high quality. That's just pretty
good. Yeah, it's
fire. He just tapped in with In-N-Out for the first
Kicking
time.
Chicken.
You just had In-N-Out for the first time.
Yeah, that's pretty fire. The fries are butt, though.
The fries suck.
Yeah.
Fact. That's why.
Fix that In-N-Out.
You got to order the In-N-Out sauce or the animal sauce. You got to order that on the fries.
It's Is that the sauce that comes on the burger?
The sauce you can get on the burger that's on the secret menu. It's like Thousand Island type dressing. You didn't get it?
Yeah, I don't think so. The burger was fire, though.
If you get Thousand Island dressing or the animal sauce on the burger and the fries, you're basically adding probably like 1,000 calories to the meal, but it is fantastic.
I felt so good. After I ate that burger, I felt like the man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ever just eat a meal that makes you feel like that?
All the time.
You ever bust a nut and just feel like I'm the man?
All the time.
What's your sex life like? How many nuts you bust on average in a week?
I don't know. I guess it depends.
What I have is I have this cardboard box, and I want you to take samples of all your nuts for 3 days and then mail it to me.
I got you.
No, I'm just kidding. So you don't think that shit test thing is too out of the ordinary? Is that normal? My girlfriend made me do this.
It's not normal.
It's not normal.
I wouldn't do it.
No, I think you should do it.
Well, I did it already.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's disgusting, dude. Fucking.
If they can tell you information about your health, do it.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what? Well, I'm kind of scared of it. I think they're going to tell me I'm gluten intolerant. I think that
would be shit.
And I definitely think I'm lactose intolerant.
Everything has gluten.
Yeah, I know. About. People talk about it like it's the most cliche thing, but I noticed that like carbs have a very specific effect on my shit.
You got to watch the movie What the Health.
What the Health?
That shit is crazy, bro.
Really?
Yeah, it just turned me on to a bunch of stuff like we've been taught incorrectly about diet, nutrition.
Yeah, but do you actually eat healthy now?
I mean, I try to eat a little bit healthier. I quit smoking. I did 9 days.
How was that?
It was all right.
Yeah.
I had a few things to celebrate, so I'm back on it.
Yeah, I tend to take like a week off, like once a year. Usually it's like I go when you see my mom or something, I'll take a week off. Totally. It's not easy.
Well, you're trying to stay healthy too, right, Matt?
So yeah.
You might have to do the poop thing. I'll shit
you might
wherever.
Have to poop. Yo, let me hit that. I want to see what you're doing.
Tap in. It's a real thing.
He's faded now. Fire?
You know, that is kind of nice.
Get involved.
It's weird.
Get involved.
No,
bro.
I'm just going to do
directly.
One. It's an interview, pal. I'm trying to stay professional. All right, cool. I got sunglasses on like a fucking dickhead.
Slit.
How long have we been doing this? We've been doing this for, almost 50 minutes.
Time flies when you're having fun.
That's true. Is there anything in particular that you feel like we need to talk about that hasn't been talked about? Your music career. We haven't even touched on that.
Music.
Yeah.
Music's lit.
How's
like
that going?
Making music. Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, shout out to A. Mills. He's the one who, like, got it going for me.
Is that the plan? Because that's what Boone said. He said that his plan was to, like, get a name for himself through the crazy shit and then do the music.
I want to do it all, like the comedy shit, vlogs, music, just have it all going.
Overall entertainer.
Lit. Yeah.
That's kind of what it is to be a influencer or whatever. Yeah. In this
I feel like you can make good music off, like good money off music, though.
You
like from shows and shit.
It's very true. I know some rappers, I know plenty of rappers who are making, you know, probably 100 grand plus in a year. That's and they're not even close to like top rappers. They're not even close to like a Trippy Red.
Yeah.
You know, they're not even close to like a... Whatever.
Trippy's fire. I fuck with him.
Yeah, Trippy's making a shitload of money.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Ooh, way. That shit fire.
There you go. I love Trippy. He's fire, man. You guys are just fucking rolling around with pounds in that one video. I like that. You ever try to get up with Kodak since he's a Florida boy?
Nah.
No?
I talked to like Jack Boy.
Yeah.
A little bit.
How's that?
It's all right.
Do a video with Kodak.
I'd be lit.
You should do a video. You should do something where like a rapper like shoots at you. Probably not him because he's like a felon and he's dealing with all these court cases and stuff.
What if they like accidentally hit me?
If they accidentally hit you, then
yeah.
Viral. It's lit. I just think that
fuck
would
it.
That to me would be the thing. Like if Lil Pump like shot like a fake gun at you or something, he'd be good because he doesn't have like cases.
Yeah, let's do it. Where you at, Lil Pump?
I will actually hit him up and see if he's down. If I FaceTime him right now, I probably would pick up too. But I feel like he would be so overwhelmed by what I'm talking about, and he would. I feel like he never knows. I'll hit him up super excited about like. Somebody that wants to do a video with him, and he just doesn't give a fuck because he doesn't care about anything. So
he's a goon.
He is a goon. That's a good word for it. I don't know. Anything else we should talk about here? Matt, what's up?
Not much.
What's up, Matt?
So ask him something.
How you doing,
I know
Matt?
You got questions.
Well, first we should give a shout-out to A. Mills.
Shout-out to A. Mills.
Shout-out to A. Mills.
That's his boy who is his manager, his videographer.
Okay.
He helps him coordinate creative direction.
Without A. Mills, I probably wouldn't be able to do it.
Really? So he takes care of a lot of stuff for you? What does a manager do for an Instagram star? Such as
just
so
he edits all the videos. He's usually the one that like posts it and everything.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a brains behind this operation that we don't even necessarily see most of the time?
Teamwork is the dream work.
Really? Okay. So you break him off, though? You pay him accordingly?
For sure.
That's good. Do you have any long-term goals like things you want to accomplish in your career?
Make money. That's what we're all trying to do.
Ain't that it? That's the truth.
Fuck school.
Speaking of, everybody should head on over to NoJumper.com. Fetch themselves some merch. We got hoodies and all that stuff.
Hey, hoodies are lit.
Where's that shirt? Throw that shirt to me. Supreme Patty. I know I already gave it to you, but I'm just going to give it to you again. These are the No Jumper logo shirts they have in the online store.
We lit. Everyone go buy that.
I like the puff printing.
You like that? Yeah, we try to fix it up a little bit, make it a little bit more fancy, so we got the puff print on there.
It's fire.
I want you to do something real fucked up wearing the No Jumper shirt. Yeah.
I'll get a couple crazy videos.
Man, you do anything fucked up, like, that you felt bad about after ever?
Never.
No? That's good.
Well.
Stay on the right side of the
maybe.
Law.
Maybe. Getting people fired.
Who got fired?
Like five people.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you should feel really bad about that. Five people? What? For what? Like just allowing you to do stupid shit at their jobs?
No, it was a Dunkin' video. There was a Dunkin' video. I hopped through the drive-thru. But like, it was different. Because I hopped through the drive-thru, but I was helping them out. Like, I took out the trash that one. And
okay,
shit.
Yeah. And they just sort of let you do it?
Yeah.
And then they all got fired?
Yeah. Like, we went through the drive-thru and got food, and this kid was like, oh, yo, Supreme Patty, what's up? Like, yo, what's up? Let me make a video.
Oh.
So he's like, yeah, you pay for it, you can do it. We didn't tell him what we were going to do. We just did it.
Oh.
But we had we even, like, recorded him saying that.
Okay.
So if anything happened, like.
Yeah. All right. That guy probably deserves to lose his job.
Because they all lost their job.
Yeah, that seems kind of weird because there's like there's like women in the video and stuff too. Yeah. Somehow I feel like the women should just be absolved of guilt in this. Like they probably didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Women and children. We got to protect them. Just fire the dude. Fire like one ceremonial.
I think two
dude.
Of them got their job back.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Then the girl tried to
start
hit me
a petition
up.
For them to get their jobs back.
Should I hit you up?
Yeah.
Really? What'd you say?
Let's start a petition for them to get their jobs back.
God, I'm so down. I'm going to rewatch that video. I feel for the victims.
In the car wash one, he got fired.
Really?
Yeah, you saw that one?
What was that one?
Where, like, I pulled up in the car wash and pulled out a gun on him. Like, told him to get in the car, and then we went to the car wash and we're smoking.
You robbed him, and then he got fired?
Yeah.
Oh, man. They fired that guy? That's fucked.
That's crazy.
Who's out here ratting people out, man? That's
shout
wrong.
Out, Fofo.
Have you ever tried streaming? Just curious.
No.
Like, we do, like, the YouTube live streaming or, like, Twitch streaming, stuff like that. I feel like you could do pretty good with that.
YouTube's not big enough yet.
Yeah, you know, Instagram Live is like the same thing, but the cool thing with YouTube and Twitch and stuff
they
is
can like people, send you money, right?
People can donate, so that's like a big source of income for a lot of like creators. That's why a lot of people are getting away
Facebook
from vlogs.
And shit.
What they make money from Facebook?
Yeah, you can like send money on Facebook too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, donate.
Ooh.
You never saw that giraffe Facebook Live video? That shit was crazy.
You know, I didn't see it, but I heard all about it.
Yeah.
But people were donating during that.
Hella money, yeah.
I was
probably, on it. They would just make $500 in like a minute. I'm like, damn.
I would probably rather donate to a giraffe than you.
Me too. It was like having a baby or some shit.
Yeah, I remember because my
it was
sister.
On some shit.
That's us. I remember seeing my sister though. She fucking sent me a video of my nephew watching the giraffe give birth, and he was so fascinated. And I was like, "This is the cutest thing ever! I can't believe that I'm watching this."
That's lit.
All right. You want to give me any shout-outs? Where can people go to get your merch or check out your YouTube?
SupremePatty.com. Go check it out. Get them I Have a Little Dick gang shirts.
Yes. We all have little dicks. And we're all in a gang.
Shout-out to everyone with a little dick.
Yeah. A gang of guys with little dicks. It's just a bunch of micro-penises out here.
That's how it goes.
Hey. Shout-out to Sour Matt, too. Appreciate it. This has been the coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Check out Supreme Patty. It's going down. No Jumper. Yeah. Coolest podcast. Subscribe, like, comment. NoJumper.com. Peace. I'm